There is a lot of help and guidance from HMRC in addition to its CD-ROM. You can order the P11D guide from the order line. That's a 4-page document, and that itself sets out the available guidance and provides some links to more help on the HMRC website. The booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits, a Tax Guide, is also very helpful, and any changes in that, because it's quite a document, are very easy to find just by looking for the green line on the left-hand side of the page. In addition, there are 6 P11D working sheets provided to help you calculate the cash equivalent of the benefit. And the working sheets that we've got are for living accommodation, car and fuel benefits, company van benefit, interest-free loans, relocation expenses and benefits, and the newest of them is the mileage allowance and passenger payments worksheet number 6. You've also got the HMRC booklet, the CWG5, which will help you decide whether an expense payment or benefit should go on the P11D and whether or not Class 1A applies or Class 1 NIC. Again, a useful booklet that I'll talk about a little bit more later on as well. Okay, so we agree that P11D reporting can be an onerous task, but today I'm more concerned to point out how important it is and who it affects. Our employer clients have to gather the required information and submit the P11D returns accurately and on time in order to be able to calculate and pay over the Class 1A National Insurance Contributions liability that arises. However, long before we reach the P11D and the P11DB submission date and the Class 1A NIC's deadline on the 19th of July, and then again before closing down the 2007-08 payroll, employers should be asking whether any of the blue box entries on the P11D will give rise to a Class 1 NIC's liability. You look at the P11D, we've got blue box entries, no NIC. We've got the brown box entries, which are for Class 1A. Perhaps one of the most obvious items, which is also covered on the P35 employer annual return, have a look at that, question 5 of the checklist in part 3, is the making of a payment like school fees on behalf of an employee or more likely a director. Class 1 NICs are due and payable in the pay period in which the payment of the school fee is made. But if that has been overlooked and payment has not been made by the statutory payment date of the 19th of April 2008, it was the 22nd of April for electronic payment, an interest charge will have already arisen. This interest charge clock has already started running before most employers have begun looking at P11D preparation. We should also remember some other interested parties, notably those directors and employees, who will be anxiously awaiting their copy of the P11D to be able to submit their Self-Assessment Act returns to HMRC. Some of these people will be anxiously awaiting HMRC's receipt and response to their P11Ds to hopefully obtain a correct income tax code number and either a tax refund, or perhaps to know what the correct amount of tax they have to pay at the next payment date. So the message is first to make an early start and at least make an initial assessment of any potential P11D entries where there may be a Class 1 NIC's liability from the blue boxes, as opposed to the brown box Class 1A. So how do we identify the expenses and benefits that attract Class 1A? The front page of the P11D highlights in brown writing below the Works Number Department box that employers pay Class 1A National Insurance Contributions on most benefits. These are shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. Sections B, payments made on behalf of the employee, C, vouchers or credit cards, E, mileage allowance and passenger payments, M, other items, and N, expense payments made to on behalf of the employee, are the blue boxes that do not attract Class 1A NICs, but might involve a missed Class 1 liability. Section M is the only dual choice section on the P11D, where we can choose Class 1A liability using the brown box option, or decide to put it in the blue box. Perhaps again, the most obvious example, as I mentioned just now, is the payment of school fees by the employer. Only if there's a contract between the employer and the supplier of the services, in other words, the school, should the relevant amount be entered in the brown box. In contrast, where the employer is merely paying the school fees on behalf of the director or the employee, the relevant amount should be entered in the blue box. A common error made by some employers is to assume that the reporting of such a payment on the P11D where a specific box has been provided is the end of the matter, but it isn't, and employers and their advisors need to recognise that the blue box entries potentially give rise to a Class 1 NICs liability that might require a payroll adjustment. Another employer payment that might similarly be missed is private medical insurance, perhaps where an employee has their own insurance and the employer reimburses that cost instead of providing a benefit from a company scheme. It is only appropriate to report it at Section I of the P11D if the contract is between the employer and the medical insurance company, as opposed to the reimbursement of the employee's pecuniary liability. CWG5 booklet Appendix 1 Common Benefits, which I've mentioned already, provides useful guidance for employers completing P11Ds, identifying whether there's a Class 1 liability, Class 1 or 1A, whether there's any NICs liability at all, and importantly, where the expense payment or benefit should be entered on the form P11D itself. What about the P11D? Let's have a look at the changes to the 2007-08 form. The tax year is 2007-08, which seems a bit obvious, and all references have been changed to that. The note to the employer box at the top right of the page has been expanded, telling employers to send the completed form to your HMRC office by the 6th of July 2008. The note to employee box at the top right of the page has been expanded, telling employees that the box numberings are the same as on the employment page of the self-assessment tax return. For example, box 13. I'll cover them later on. The offending word sex has been changed to gender, where employers must note M for male or F for female under the date of birth box. Again, this is quite important in terms of tracing employees. So if we haven't got a national insurance number, we're putting down the gender, male or female, and we're putting down the date of birth. The employee name box has been split into two boxes. Again, I think because of the revenue needing to trace people more easily. So one box is for the surname and the other is for the forename. Hopefully helping HMRC with tracing employees and removing confusion over forenames and surnames, particularly with number of foreign employees working in the UK and requiring P11Ds. The number boxes on the left of the cash equivalent boxes have changed to reflect the changes that have been made in the self-assessment main tax return. This really is quite important if an employer is submitting the 2007-08 P11Ds in a list or schedule format, because we do not want the returns rejected if the numbering isn't wrong and if it doesn't match. Changes to Section F, Car and Fuel Benefits. The explanatory text beneath dates car was available has been amended. This is a result of the problems that many employers had last year with incorrect tax code changes. We told, do not complete the from box if the car was available on the 5th of April 2007, or the to box if it continued to be available on 6th of April 2008. Completing those boxes where the car was available throughout the year apparently resulted in HMRC making assumptions that the car shown as available to the 5th of April ceased to be available from that end date, which is why they've given the revised guidelines. So no longer necessary. If the car has been available throughout the year, nothing to go in the from box, no 6th of April 2007 entry, nothing to go into the end box, no 5th of April 2008 entry. Just leave it blank. And if you've got a car that was changed during the year, just as an example, if someone had the old car was to the 11th of June 2007, so you put in from 6th of April to the 11th of June, the new car you would put in from the 11th or 12th of June, but you wouldn't put an end date if they continue to have the car into this current tax year. Another change to the P11D is a new box which has been included in Section G to record the company van fuel benefit where that is applicable.